Acts chapter 22. Men, brothers and fathers, hear my defense which I now make to you. And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, they kept the more silence. He says, I am truly a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, being zealous towards Elohim, as you all are this day. And I persecuted this way even to death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. As also the high priest bears me testimony, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters to the brothers, and went to Damascus, to bring those who were there bound to Jerusalem to be punished. And it came to pass, that as I was passing on my journey, and had come near to Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light around me. And I fell to the ground, and heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And I answered, Who are you, Master? And he said to me, I am Yeshua of Nazareth, whom you persecute. And those who were with me indeed did not see the light, but they heard the voice of him who spoke to me, and were afraid. And I said, What shall I do, Master? And the Master said to me, Arise, go into Damascus, and there it shall be told to you concerning all things which are appointed for you to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews who dwelt there, came to me and stood, and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And the same hour I looked up at him. And he said, The Elohim of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will, and see that just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth. For you shall be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now why do you stay? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Master. And it came to pass, that when I had come to Jerusalem again, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. And saw him saying to me, Make hurry, and depart quickly from Jerusalem, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. And I said, Master, they know that I imprisoned, and beat in every synagogue those who believed in you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by, and consenting to his death, and kept the clothing of those who killed him. And he said to me, Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. And they gave him audience to this word, and then lifted up their voices, and said, Away with such a man from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out, cast off their clothes, and threw dust into the air. The chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle, and bade that he should be examined by scourging, so that he might know for what cause they cried so against him. And as they bound him with straps, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed what you do, for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said to him, Tell me, are you a Roman? He said, Yes. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum I obtained this citizenship. And Paul said, But I was born a citizen. Then immediately those who were about to examine him departed from him, and the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. On the next day, because he would have known the certainty of why he was accused by the Jews, he loosed him from his bands, and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down, and set him before them.